Going to be a huge day at Harrop Park this Saturday with the Party in the Park. Thirsty Merc are going to be there doing a free gig.
Take me back to the sweet times, the hot nights. Everything is going to be all right in the summertime.
And joining us on the line right now is Thirsty Merc frontman Ray Thistlethwaite.
Ray, I'm a huge Thirsty Merc fan, and I've never seen Thirsty Merc live, so I, like so many people in Mackay, cannot wait for this Saturday. It's going to be so good to have you here.
It'll be good we've played in Mackay before, I think, but yeah, it'll be great to play for you and all the other people who haven't seen us before.
I'm going to pretend you're just playing just to me. That's how I'm going to do it.
If you see a crazy guy jumping around at the front, that'll be John.
There'll be a few of those, no doubt.
Private performance.
Yes. Now, Ray, pretty big performance that you guys have had recently, performing for the Royals in Dubbo. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was... we got a call from our publicist, Rena. She said, there's a very good chance that my friend, who's also a publicist, would like you guys to come to Dubbo. They said there's a connection there because Phil, your bass player, grew up in Dubbo. I said, yeah, of course, we'd love to do it. Just let us know what the details are. So, yeah, we just jumped in a van, drove out there, and had the acoustic instruments there, got on stage. Weather was pretty... it was pretty wet that day. And... we were sort of, you know, warming up the crowd and keeping the vibe sort of, you know, nice and romantic and musical and everything while everyone sort of amassed in a huge crowd. And then the Royals turned up and they looked absolutely amazing.
Oh,
and
it was sort of like a...
Yeah, it was kind of like a wedding meets kind of government event meets sort of social Dubbo Zoo vibe. It was actually amazing. And they just seemed like the most beautiful... just lovely people. And we were standing next to them at one point. Rain started pouring down. Harry had his umbrella there and they had another umbrella there. So he actually gave his umbrella to our bass player, Phil.
Aww.
So we could keep dry. So there we all were. And we got a photo of it and everything. It was really cool.
They seem like lovely people, don't they? They really do.
They really do, yeah.
Did you see them headbanging along a little bit and tapping their feet? Were they dancing?
Look, when they turned up, there was a motorcade and there was a lot of noise and they were, you know, everyone was kind of cheering and stuff. They were up the other end of the park. So, you know, it wasn't officially we were playing for them saying, hey, your highness is here, we're going to play some songs.
Meghan Markle wasn't doing any stage dives or anything like that. Oh, bummer. Okay.
So, yeah, by the time they'd sort of circulated around, it took a long time. You know, we'd actually gone off stage because they had to go up and do a speech. They had a welcome to country, things like that. So, yeah.
Did you get any word on whether they enjoyed your show?
I didn't hear too much feedback, actually. It was a really high security thing. You know, we weren't able to even leave the area to go to any, like, band room area or anything like that. Because once it was all started, you know, it was like a contained area. So, yeah, it was very sort of, you know, we were just part of the event. But it was an absolute honour to be part of it, and it was really, really cool.
I'm just picturing Prince Harry on the way home getting his Spotify on and just, take me back to the...
You know what? Actually...
Who was that Thirsty Merc?
Rena, being the publicist of experience that she is, said, I'm going to actually see if I can find out what... some of Megan's favourite music might be, because you never know. You could always throw in a tune if it's literally one of her favourite songs growing up or whatever. That might be fun to just cover that while they're going past. So
smart.
But we couldn't find anything. I think since she's sort of gone into that sort of, you know, that family and everything, that all her old social media stuff's been
gone.
Changed. Yeah.
She only listens to the national anthem now. That's all she listens to. God Save Our Queen. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, true. Sex Pistols.
Yes. Now, look, Ray, having a Thirsty Merc here in Mackay, we're thrilled about this. But, of course, as you'll be aware, the day is celebrating also 150 years of cricket in Mackay. We might just get your thoughts on some backyard cricket rules. If we could,
sure.
Before we let you go.
Yep.
Firstly, one hand, one bounce. Is that an acceptable rule?
Well, it's opening you up to a lot of sketchy rule bending, I think.
Controversial.
So annoyed.
One hand, one bounce.
That's probably a no.
That sounds like a no.
I'd say it's a no.
Yeah,
it's got to be on the full. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, all right, fair
enough.
What
do you reckon? What do you guys reckon?
It depends on how many fielders you've got. If you've only got a couple, give them the one hand, one bounce.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's good to rotate through the batsmen. But, you know, Ray, we can disagree on one.
No,
that one,
no,
that's
no,
quite
that's okay.
All right.
Just thinking about it. Depends on the ground size,
too,
I'd say.
True. I'm glad you gave it some serious thought.
Yeah, and the type of ball.
And the type of ball, yeah. What about automatic wicket keeper?
Yeah, I am a fan of that. You've got to get it scientific. Yeah. You got that.
And just I like to pretend that the automatic wiki is Adam Gilchrist in his prime. So,
Gilly,
you know.
Oh, yeah. Met Gilly over in Perth at a charity event. He's an absolutely legendary bloke. Lovely guy. Got some photos.
Can keep, too. And just lastly, Ray Thistlethwaite, out first ball. Can you be out first ball in backyard cricket?
Oh, you know what? The Australian in me says no. We've got to keep you in.
You've got to stay in.
You've got to stay in, yeah.
That's fair enough. I agree with that one too. Ray Thistlethwaite, we cannot wait to see you and Thirsty Merc performing live this Saturday at the Party at the Park at Harrop Park. There's going to be so much going on. It's going to be a real thrill. So thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. Take me back to the sweet